Alright, what's up guys? It's Matt from LPT and welcome to another episode of Mastering You. Thanks for tuning in again. We're starting to see some real traction with the podcast, which I'm really pleased about. We're getting more and more subscribers. I've been looking at the stats and we're getting subscribers from Germany and US and UK and Ireland and some different parts of the world. So that's really cool. So that really excites me. Particularly at a time when it's not as easy to be excited at. So where are we at? We are the 24th of April 2020 and we are still in lockdown. So this is the worst pandemic in, I believe, about 100 years, and seems pretty bad. Like, that's obvious. But we still don't know when we're coming out of this, and I always share that date because I do think that one day I'm going to look back and listen to some of these episodes and reminisce, hopefully be able to look back reflectively. If you missed the last podcast, I talked about journaling. It's one of another reason why it's really awesome to journal, because it's amazing. I was looking back on some of my old journaling books just from a few years ago. I've been journaling for a good 4 or 5 years now, on and off. I don't do it every day. I wish I could nail that habit of doing it every day, but I'm just only human like everyone else. But I try and journal between my 5-minute journal, have a journal on my phone. But it is nice to look back, and some of the goals and some of the intentions and some of the struggles that I look back on, I realize now, wow, that really paid off. Sorry. Just journaling and just working on your struggles, working on the things that you struggle with, and it gives you momentum. It gives you confidence when you can look back at your past self and realize that how far you've come. We see this a lot with our members that don't, you know, they achieve some amazing transformations, but they don't always record the process. It's really why it's really cool now that we actually have a progress tracking app that we use at LPT for people to look back on their weight loss transformation, on their progress pictures, and on their sleep and motivation and all of this. It's one of the things that you get access to, actually. Just a little bit of a plug on our 7-day transformation challenge. So we're just in the first, we'll come into the end of the first week of our current 7-day transformation challenge right now. And it's been an absolute blast. We've had about 20, 25 people on it. That's not including our members, our normal members, and getting some really good feedback. I think the thing that people are really liking is having the daily structure, you know, particularly not being able to see people, not being able to leave the house too much, you know, waking up in the morning and seeing the same faces and knowing that we're all in the same community and we all want the same thing, which is health and wellness. You know, it's really cool. So if you want to get involved, then we are opening up another 20-25 spots for next Monday. If you want to join the 7-day challenge, the reason we call it a challenge is because it's scoring based. So if you attend a session, you get 3 points. If you attend a masterclass, you get 3 points. If you attend a coaching session, you get 2 points. If you put a valuable post into our group, like sharing a new recipe or something that you tried, you get 1 point. Okay. If you share a result, so we do a daily challenge. And if you say, we take your word for some of this, you know, but if you complete the daily challenge, you get 3 points. And so one of my team is tying all the scores up at the moment. And we're trying to support local businesses by I'm buying in some of their services and then giving them away to challenge winners, which is, I thought, a pretty cool idea. It means that we can support local businesses whilst giving amazing value to people on our program. If you listen to this, by the way, and you are a business or you know of a local business to Kettering, Northamptonshire, you know, Northampton and Kettering are where our facilities are. So we are ideally looking for businesses local to here that would, you know, align with us. So just reach out to me, and I'd love to have a chat with you. So yeah, talking about training and how can you train? How's the best way to train through COVID-19? Well, firstly, I think I feel like it's a good time to put all the performance goals and your personal bests and park them. Okay, so if you are really into your training and you love working hard and going to your maximal effort, I think it's probably a good time to not do that so much, at least, right? So I think it's a better time to train for health rather than performance. And though you know, a lot of people won't even be able to distinguish the difference. Something I've talked about a lot is understanding what training actually is. So training is taking you from where you are now to destination B, whatever that is. Okay, so it could be taking you from being 11 stone to 10 stone, from a size 14 to a size 10, from not being able to run to running a 5K. And once these are what we call outcome goals at LPT, this is how we set goals with our clients, is we set outcome goals first. Outcome goals have a specific end result. What most people do, and one of the biggest mistakes people make who are kind of regular gym goers, is they never really sort of sit down and or work with a coach to have any training plan. Like for our members at LPT, we actually create the training plans for our members, so they don't have to do that. But if you were to, if you don't have a coach to do that for you, then it's something to really think about, because if you're just going to the gym and just exercising for the sake of exercising and just making classes or going to classes just because you can make it, that's fine, and that has some real good reasons to do that. Like, you know, if it just means that you get a nice dopamine hit and you feel good afterwards, or maybe it's because of the social reasons and you like seeing the same people. But if you actually want to get a result and you actually want to lose weight, or you actually want to get fit, it's really worth talking to a coach who can design a program that's going to take you from A to B. You can save a lot of time, you can save a lot of money doing it that way. And so when you're talking about, well, what's the best training program right now, that's why I'm saying, the reason why I advocate training for health right now is when you're going for personal best and when you're trying to achieve massive feats, you know, whether it's your fastest 5K run or your fastest 10K run, a lot of people aren't aware that it actually pushes your immune system down slightly. So, you know, at the moment, I think we're all kind of trying to be as safe as we can. Be safe is one of the slogans going around at the moment, as well as wash your hands every 5 minutes. And I think that's a way to be safe from a training perspective, is trying, you want to be exercising because that's going to boost your immune system. If you overdo it, that's going to lower your immune system. Okay, so overdoing it could mean trying to achieve some personal best. So that would be my first sort of tip. My second tip would be to try some new things. Now, most people are pretty limited right now what they can do, because we can't go to the gym. So we can't lift all the big weights that we'd normally use. We can't use all the machines that we'd normally use. But, you know, particularly in England and the UK right now, the weather's lovely. We are allowed to go out, you know, for walks or runs, I believe, or cycle right now. So it's a good time to build up your cardio fitness. It's a good time to, you know, do things you wouldn't normally do. So let's say that you've been training quite hard for the last year or two, and this has actually happened to me. So prior to the lockdown, I've been having a real bad time with a back problem that's been with me for many years, but it's just been set off quite badly. And being a personal trainer, it's kind of hard when you have an injury to rest, because you're constantly demonstrating exercises and lifting weights and things like that. So the lockdown kind of helped me from a physical standpoint. I've been doing a lot of rehab training that's really paid off for me. I've just actually managed to get back to running myself. So if you have any tight hips or hamstrings, you know, or, you know, if there's any tight parts of the body that have been maybe affected by your training, now's a really good time to start working on those. That, you know, there's so many good and free, you know, even if, I mean, we actually do, within the 7-day transformation challenge that we offer, we do run yoga and we run mobility sessions as well as our training sessions. So that's one of the things that you would learn if you did want to jump on board, is how to mobilize correctly. And we do that within every training session as well, as we start every training session with a pulse raiser, and then we do activation drills. And this is something you should do in your training anyway. Activation drills basically just switch on the muscles you're going to be using that day and get you ready for a really good workout. So that would be my sort of second tip, is trying out new things, trying out what's going to be the most optimal thing. And, you know, because this is stuff that you can take away with long after we come out of lockdown. Yeah. And the other thing with the last thing I would suggest with your training program is actually, well, firstly, if you haven't started to put one together yet, use this time wisely to start thinking about how you can put together a training program, and think about what do you want to improve on? What goals can you set yourself for, you know, let's say 3 or 4 or 5 months time? You know, use this time wisely to really start to think about how you can plan, how you can create a program. And like I said, if you do need help, then definitely get in touch with us. Join our next 7-day challenge, and we'll happily help you out there. So that's just my kind of like mad ramble today on the subject of training. You know, obviously we are limited very much to body weight training, and that makes up a good 80-90% of the types of training sessions that we're currently doing with our clients. And the cool thing about body weight training is just endless amounts of types of training you can do. I mean, I've been doing a lot of TAO training with our clients, and that sounds crazy, right? But you can actually get a really good workout with just you and a TAO. Okay, if you actually grab a bathroom TAO and you pull it out to make sure that there's so there's complete tension on that TAO. And you can activate your glutes, you can activate your lats just by doing deadlifts and rows and bench presses. So we show you how to do all this within the training program as well. So that's really cool. And if you have bands and kettlebells and dumbbells, then obviously we can do things like complexes. We can do stuff that's a little bit more advanced. Some of my top exercises for body weight training would be the Turkish get-up. It's one of my favorites. You've obviously got one of the things with training that you want to look at, this is a way that I program in general, is look at the different movement patterns, okay, that we have within our body. So I always start with the legs. Okay, so with the legs we have what we call a hip hinge movement, and we have a quad-based movement or squatting pattern movement. Okay, so we want to make sure that we either at least get one or the other. So whether it's a hip hinge movement like a kettlebell swing or like a bridge thruster where you're lying on your back and you're pushing your hips up, okay, or a squatting based or a lunging based move. So we always try and get at least one of those types of movement patterns in. And then we'd move on to some sort of row. Now, rowing is the harder thing with home-based training, because unless you have a TRX or some sort of pulley system, it could be a little bit dangerous. I mean, if you have something you can pull on, like if you have like a table or something where you can do a body row, then fantastic. Other than that, it is a little bit harder unless you do have any weights. So, if you can get a pulley system, then fantastic. Okay. There is a really cool chin-up bar that you can get that goes around the door. Well, it's actually around the door frame. not the door. Don't want any accidents, but you can get one of those off Amazon. But that is the key, is looking at the different movement patterns of the body. So pushing, pulling, working on the core, working on the cardio, experimenting with different types of training. Definitely, if you can, getting out for your walk or doing a walk run. If you've never done any running before, it's a really good chance to sort of start to build up your cardio fitness and just try out some new exercises. But just to wrap things up then, guys, you know, like I said, you're welcome to jump onto our 7-day challenge, where you're going to learn endless amounts of different body weight training exercises and different ways you can incorporate training, with things like using towels, and you know, we even use baked beans, cans, and different things that you wouldn't even think about, and also using compound movements that, like Turkish get-ups, that really make the body work hard without needing any weight at all. So just jump into the show notes, follow us over on the Mastering You free group, and just drop me some message and we can get you all registered and starting on Monday. So hopefully that's given you a few ideas about how you can up your own training and maximize this time that you've got, and maybe create your own training program. And I'll look forward to hopefully seeing you very soon. Thanks for tuning in. And this was another Mastering You episode. Really enjoying doing these. And if you have any comments, if you have any topics that you would like me to cover, please jump, like I said, jump over into the Mastering You group, where you can share those with me. And I'm more than happy to share what I can. Take care.